thankful to have Sister McCoy speaking to us today. Amen. Amen. And believe it or not, she holds the record for the most widely listened to and watched Facebook Live broadcast that we have ever had here at Harvest. The last time that she spoke, there was more people that watched and listened to that message than anybody else. And so we're so glad. I'm serious. She was the most widely watched Facebook Live broadcast, and some of you, I'm joking with you a little bit, but she really was. And I know why, because it was good. It was good. Amen. And so we're going to introduce her a special way today. Daniel, I want you to come right now, and he's going to introduce his mama to speak today.
Praise the Lord, church. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And we're glad to have a special speaker today who is very dear to me because she has to deal with me and my brother. But let's welcome Sister McCoy as she comes today.
God bless you. You may be seated. I'm overwhelmed with the I'm not usually a crier. I'm really not. Sometimes I want to cry, you know, and I really want to cry. I can't. I'm really not. But I feel really emotional today. So if I just start crying, then please just know I don't usually do it. Anyway, it's so good to be here this afternoon. And it's good to be here with all of you mothers and all of the mother's children here on Mother's Day. You know, Pastor and I was talking probably last week or so, and we were talking about the kids' choir, and he's like, well, do y'all have a song to sing? Does Lauren have a song? And I'm like, they've been practicing Still Standing. I can't think of a better song to sing on Mother's Day than We're Still Standing. Because, woo, you know, mothers have a tough job, but it is a wonderful, wonderful honor to be able to be a mother. President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed May 9th, 1914, the first Mother's Day. He asked Americans on that day to give a public thank you to their mothers and all the mothers. So today is May 12th, 2019, and it's Mother's Day. It is a time to honor our mothers, our grandmothers, our stepmothers, and foster mothers. These are lifetime tasks that cannot be confined to one day. This is a day for greeting and expressions of love. It is also a day for remembering the mothers that we have lost or the mothers that have lost their children. I do not believe that anything that has ever been said or will ever be said is eloquent enough or expressive enough to really portray the true value of a mother. It's one of the highest honors that one could have, one of, if not the most important jobs that one could hold, and I believe one of the greatest responsibilities that we could ever have. So have you ever wondered, and I looked this up a few years ago, and then I looked it up again this year, so I want to read this to you. Have you ever wondered how much a mother would get paid if it was you got paid as a stay-at-home mom? Okay, the results of the salaries.com 18th annual mother's salary survey puts a stay-at-home mom annual income, if she were paid for her work, at, are y'all ready? $162,581. Yeah, that's a lot. I need a raise. They also found that working moms would have to add another $75,000 to her annual salary to compensate for the 60 hours of housework a week she does on top of her full-time jobs. And I know that's hard to do. As mothers, we are on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Can I get an amen? Yes, we are. It's a tough job, but what a special job that we have. Motherhood is truly a special gift from God. As children, we relate to our mothers differently. At age 4, oh, my mom can do anything. At age 12, mom doesn't know everything. At age 14, my mom doesn't know anything. I got a 14-year-old. At age 18, mom is so old-fashioned. She is so old. You know what? I used to think I was really young until I had kids that could tell me, Mom, stop. I used to think I was so cool, you know, like I could hang with them, and then they would be like, stop. If you have really good self-esteem, just get around your teenage children. They will knock you down so fast, so fast. So at age 25, well, man, my mom kind of knows a few things. At age 35, you know what? Before we decide, let's call mom and ask her. At age 45, I wonder what my mom would say about this. At age 65, I wish I could talk to my mom. A mother has the sweet voice of an angel's when she sings a lullaby to her baby, yet this same voice can mimic the sound of an amplifier when she calls her children in for supper or cheers them on. So many times, mothers display patience with their children when others have given up. There was a mother pushing a shopping cart through Walmart. Her daughter was riding in the cart, and she was continually screaming. Has anyone ever been there? Her mother kept saying, now calm down, Ellen. It will be all right, Ellen. It's almost time to go home, Ellen. One of the checkout clerks saw this and said, man, you are to be commended at how patient you are with little Ellen. The mom said, lady, I'm Ellen. Oh, that's good. Mothers seem to have great intuition. It is difficult to get something past mom. You know, even when you think you've got it past mom, mom knows. They really do. They might let it slide, but they know. I heard it said that you can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool mama. I also know from experience that there is no love like a mother's love. It knows no boundaries. It's unending. I'm reminded of the wonderful mothers of the Bible that brought us so many great characters of the Bible. Number one, Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Hannah's story is one of the most touching in the entire Bible. Like several other mothers in the Bible, she knew what it meant to suffer long years of barrenness. In Hannah's case, she was cruelly picked on by her husband's other wife. Thank God we just only have one wife that we only have to deal with. But he had two wives, and his other wife had all kinds of children, and she would rub Hannah's face in it all the time. She was mean to Hannah, and Hannah was so upset because she wanted a baby so bad. But Hannah never gave up on God. Finally, her heartfelt prayers for a child were answered. She gave birth to a son, Samuel. And if y'all know who Samuel was, he anointed David to be king and many other things. But Samuel, then she did something entirely selfless to honor the promise of God after she had Samuel. She gave Samuel back to God when he was very young. I often wonder how hard that would be. I know it had to be hard, but she honored what she told the Lord she would do, and she did it. And Samuel was mightily used by God. God favored Hannah with five more children, bringing great blessings to her life. And then we have Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Barren in her old age, Elizabeth was another one of the miracle mothers of the Bible. She conceived and gave birth to a son. She and her husband named him John, as an angel had instructed. Like Hannah before her, she dedicated her son to God. And like Hannah's son, he also became a great prophet, John the Baptist. He was the cousin of Jesus and a wonderful preacher of the gospel. And then, where would we be today without Mary, the mother of Jesus? Mary was the most honored mother in the Bible, the human mother of Jesus, who gave birth to the Savior of the world. Although she was only a young girl, she was young and she was just a peasant girl. She didn't have a pedigree. She didn't have a lot of money, but she was very humble, and the Lord saw this. And Mary accepted God's will for her life. She suffered enormous shame and pain, yet never doubted her son for a moment. Mary stands as highly favored by God, an amazing example of obedience and submission to God's will. And like many other mothers, these women sacrificed greatly for their children. because that's what moms do, you know? They do it without a second thought. Moms give when they have nothing left to give. Love when everyone's love is ran out and will sacrifice their own well-being for their children. A mother's love, to me, is like a superpower. No matter what, it's always there. It reminds me of the way that Jesus loves us. No matter what we do or how horrible that we are, his love never fails. It never gives up on us. It's always cheering us on, and it never runs out. What a wonderful example and Savior that we serve. So on Mother's Day, it's a good time to express our love and gratitude towards our mothers. But what about the rest of the year? You know, we get all this, oh, you know, Daniel had a couple of sweet words to say. I was really expecting something deep. I was ready to cry. It was right there. But then it was wonderful. It really was. But anyway, what about the rest of the year? Our words or our lack of words can have a powerful effect on our moms. Do you know we can hurt our mom's feelings? We can. I hurt my mom's feelings a lot, and I feel really bad. I really do, and I tell her I'm sorry all the time. I love my mom. I'm reading this, and I was preparing for this. I was thinking about my mom and all the things that she did for me and all the things that I just took for granted. You just took them for granted, like, that's just the way it's supposed to be until you become a mom, and then you realize, my goodness, what about all this stuff that she did? Sometimes the only words we say to our mother are unkind or hurtful words. I've known mothers who soldier on, caring for their children and praying for them each day, only to receive hurtful words from them. Perhaps even more often, it's not just cruel words, but it's indifference and silence. Our mothers go on loving us and supporting us, even when we treat them cruelly. I'm not saying mothers are perfect. I'm not perfect. Sister Michelle, that was so precious, the things you said to me, but I'm not. I mean, I know what I am, and I appreciate that, but I know what I am without God. I'm so thankful for God, you know? But most mothers deserve far more praise and thanks than they receive. Express your gratitude and love to your mother while you have the opportunity. Let her know how much you love her and how valued that she is and all that she has done for you and all that she is doing for you. Let's consider another way that we can encourage our moms. Everyone's heard of Proverbs 31, right? That's a wonderful chapter in the Bible, and it talks about, it's an inspiring portrayal of a wife and mother, and at the end of the passage, it says that her husband and children should rise up and express their praises and appreciation to her. So I hope, if you're a mother, that this will be your experience today. I want to say to mothers today that the best legacy you can leave your children is not money or property or education or musical accomplishments or well-paying jobs. These are all good things, but the best thing, Mom, is to provide your children with a godly example. If you learn to love God and trust the Lord and live by God's standards, then your children will have a wonderful foundation. As mothers, we need a genuine relationship with Christ and encourage our children to follow God's ways. It's the greatest legacy that we can leave. In the Bible, Exodus 20:12, it says, "Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land." Ephesians 6:2-3, "Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." Some may say, "But my mother wasn't honorable." Well, the scriptures are clear. There's no qualification. There's no standard to meet. The only requirement to receive honor is that she's your mom. It's the only one of the Ten Commandments with promise. If you honor your mother, you will receive blessings. One of the last things Jesus did on earth was to care for his mother. Even in the dying moments of his life, he never stopped loving her. He never stopped caring for her. He never stopped honoring her. We are called to honor our mothers. A mother is considered old-fashioned by her teenagers, mom to her third grader, a simple mama to the little two-year-old. There's very little that can compare to you being able to point to that wonderful woman and be able to say to all the world, "That's my mom. That's my mother." Mothers can leave a wonderful imprint on the lives of their children. Moms, our lives and our actions speak volumes. Either way, they're either good or they're bad. We can choose. Moms, never stop talking to your children, even when you think they're not listening. I remember my mom would talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and I'm like, oh my goodness. She, everywhere I go, like before I had to leave for the house, she would just give me the layout of you know, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. If I did this, I was not going to, all this stuff. And if I went to do one of those things she told me not to do, I could hear her voice in my head. Could y'all, have y'all, has that ever happened to y'all? Okay, never stop. Don't ever underestimate what you're saying to your children. They hear you and it will come back to them. Thank God for mothers who live and proclaim the faith of Jesus Christ. Moments with mothers and grandmothers often become or turn into memories that become stories that they share with their families for years. So a little girl was sitting and watching her mom as she did the dishes, and suddenly she noticed that her mother had several strands of white in her hair, in her brunette hair. Why are some of your hairs white, Mom? She asked. Her mother replied, well, every time you do something wrong, one of my hairs turn white. The little girl pondered about for a little while and then asked, so how come all grandma's hairs are white? Grandmothers can be extra special also. So here are some quotes about grandmas. There's no place like home except grandma's. Grandma's never run out of love or food. Can I get an amen? I mean, my kids love when my mama comes because there's food continuously in the house. We've always got food. Do we not? Yes. Grandma always makes you feel like she has been waiting to see you, just you all day. And now when she sees you, her day is complete. Grandmas are moms with lots of frosting. Grandmas don't just say, that's nice. They reel back and roll their eyes and throw their hands up and smile. You get your money's worth with your grandma. Moms hold our tiny hands for a little while, but our hearts forever, ever. Grandmother, a wonderful mother with lots of patience. Grandmothers are just antique little girls. If becoming a grandmother was only a matter of choice, I should advise every one of you straight away to become one. There is no fun for old people like it. Here are some quotes or responses from third graders about their grandmother. A grandmother is a lady who has no children of her own. She likes other people's little boys and little girls. Grandmothers don't have to do anything except just be there. Grandmothers are old, so they shouldn't play too hard, and they should never run. Usually, grandmas are fat, but not too fat to tie your shoes. And I like this one. They wear glasses and they can take their teeth and gums out. When they read to us, they don't skip parts of the story or mind if it's the same story over and over again. They just read it to us. And lastly, everybody should try to have a grandmother, especially if you don't have a television, because they are the only grown-ups who have time. Most of us have fond memories of family, mothers, grandmothers, of home. Mother and home, when you mention those two, one, when you mention either one of those, you just automatically think of the other. When I think of mom, I think of home. When I think of home, I think of mom. And when most of us think of home, we forget the troubles that may surround us and remember the sounds and sights and smells of home. Do you ever, when you're adult, and I know it's happened to me, wish you could go back to being little sometimes? It's a good place. It was a good place. Of screen doors banging in the summertime, the aroma of cookies out of the oven, or the smell of your favorite meal cooking. Home, we enjoy a sense of acceptance there, of being loved. Few things are more important than the tears and prayers of a mother. There is nothing, I think, more important than that. The prayers of a mother. Few things are more tender than a mother's hug or compassionate touch. A godly mother lives the scriptures into her everyday life. The best thing that we could do for our children, our grandchildren, our friends, is for each of us to be personally right with God, to walk in the way of the Lord, to never be satisfied, but continually seeking to change, to be conformed into the image of Christ. We need to honor our mothers each and every day. So maybe this is the day. Today is the day you tell your mother, your grandmother, and for the husbands to tell the mother of their children that they appreciate her, care for her, honor her, and love her deeply. Jesus honored his mother even as death approached. What an example he was. I hope that today is a great celebration for you on Mother's Day. Take the opportunity to express to your love and your gratitude towards your mom. Encourage her and pray that she will give high priority to honoring God. And remember the greatest love of all. Jesus loves each of us more than any mother could ever love a child. How do we know? Because the Bible says in John 4:8, God is love. God is love. Moms, we get our ability to love our children from God, the Creator. He's the one that put those feelings in there for us towards our child. And when I think about how much that He loves me, because I know how much I love my children, and He loves me so much more than that, it makes me love Him and want to please Him even more. So today, I want to give honor to all of the wonderful mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to you. God bless you. Can we give all of our mothers a hand? Bless you.
Amen. God bless all of you mothers today. And I want to just recognize all of you that perhaps your mother has already passed away, and I know today that they are on your hearts, but there's memories that are alive. There's memories that are alive, and we hang on to those, and you can't take those away. So we're thankful for the memories of our mothers, whether they're still here or not. If your mother is in service with you today, then at the end of service, we're going to ask for you to go and have a special prayer with her. There are some mothers here that perhaps their children are not here, and perhaps even some that have lost children. And what a tragedy that is, because we're just not meant to learn how to deal with the loss of a child. We're supposed to go first, and so that is a tragic thing. And so if your mother is not here in closing of the service, I would recommend you look around and find a mother that perhaps that her children are not here and pray with her and encourage her. But I want to close out this service with a special encouragement to all of our mothers. And I want you to realize the power that you have, the ability that God has given you, the influence that you wield in your hands, and in your voice, and in your spirit, and in your prayers, the tremendous leadership that rests upon you to eternally impact our world. Now, in a few weeks, we'll have Father's Day, and we're going to celebrate with fathers, and I believe fathers have a very important place within the family and with the spiritual makeup of the home. But I want to tell you, you mothers are powerful. You mothers are anointed. You mothers have a great responsibility, and we appreciate that today. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, he says, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. He goes on in verse 4, says, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faint that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Amen. I want to tell you, mothers, you have power today. You have influence. You have great leadership. Amen. You don't ever need to underestimate the task that God has given you, and He will help you do it. He will help you do it. I know there's times you're overwhelmed and you wonder, how can I do it all? How can I hold everything together? Just rely on the strength that God will give you in those moments. Amen. Paul was able to pour into Timothy. He was able to mentor Timothy. He was his son in the gospel, and Timothy went on to be greatly used in the New Testament church. But Paul was only able to do that because of Timothy's mother and Timothy's grandmother. If he'd had to start from scratch, no telling how much work it would have been. But Paul was able to come along, and he was able to stir up that gift that was in him. He was able to work with Timothy because he had a mother and a grandmother that knew how to pray. They knew how to believe. They knew how to be steadfast in the midst of opposition. As a pastor today, I'm thankful for godly mothers. I'm thankful for godly mothers. Some people say, oh, just let the church teach our kids about the Lord. Just let the church teach you everything there is about God. But there's some mothers here today that you're not just going to wait for the church to do it, but you start before they can even talk. And you start singing songs about the Lord, and you start reading books and reading the Bible to them and quoting scriptures to them. And then it makes my job as pastor so much easier. And I can just come along and I can continue to pour in, but the foundation is there because of godly mothers. Amen. God bless you mothers today. So today I kind of identify with Timothy. I remember hearing my grandmother pray. And I've told the story before of how my grandmother would pray. She had a certain time of the day that she would pray. And when I went to stay with her during the summertime, I learned that that was prayer time. And she had a certain place in the living room that she would go to. And she would kneel there by the couch and she would pray and call upon the Lord. And I knew that was the place you go when you were praying. And so I had been playing with my cousin out in the yard, And I don't know what the season was, but for some reason I had some plastic toy handcuffs. And I was quite young, and I thought it'd be neat to lock my cousin up in those handcuffs. And I had the keys, but then I didn't have the keys. And to my 4 or 5 year old self, this was a horrible situation because I'd locked my cousin up and I couldn't get her free. And she was crying, and I started crying, and I didn't know what to do. I ran into the house, and I went to grandmother's prayer spot. And I started praying, Lord, help get my cousin out of these handcuffs. I want to tell you what, I knew that was where you went to pray. And I knew that prayer changed things because I'd seen a grandmother that knew how to pray. I can remember times my mother praying. Times my brother reading scriptures to me, and one of the favorite scriptures that she has is casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want to tell you, that's a good word from a mother to a child. No matter what you're going through, you can cast your care upon Jesus. He cares for you. He's going to bring you through. He's going to supply your needs. Amen, amen. I heard someone say this week that if mothers truly realized how special and important they are and how much we love them, that most of the world's problems would be solved. I thought that was so special. Amen. Thank God for godly mothers. Would you stand with me today? As mothers, I want you to be encouraged today about the influence you can have, about the example that you can be for your children. I know it's hard. I know there's lots to do. I know there's only so much time to do it in. But take it from, well, I'm still young, but we're getting older, but the kids are growing up. Time flies. Time flies. Cherish those moments. Cherish those moments. Take time. Pray with your kids. Have family devotion with them. Make a point to bring them to church. Amen. Believe with them that God has a purpose for your children's lives and God has something special for them to do. Amen. Pray against the tactics of the enemy that want to destroy your home. Pray against the things of the world that want to come and pollute their lives. I tell you, our kids need more prayer than ever before today. As mothers, I want you to be encouraged about the influence that a godly mother can have. And then all of us here today, I want us to be thankful for the influence of our mother. Some of you perhaps maybe didn't, your mother was not in the church. Many of you, your mother was in the church. But there was influence that they had in our life. And they invested in us, and they poured themselves into us. Let's be thankful for that today. In closing, we're going to gather around this altar today. And if your mother is here, I want you to find your mother, and I want you to go pray with her and encourage her. If your mother's not here, I wonder if you'd find another mother that perhaps their children are not here. Perhaps they live somewhere else, or perhaps their children have already passed away. And I wonder that you would find a mother like that and encourage them and just pray for them that God would bless them today. But I want us to be thankful for the influence of godly mothers. And you mothers today, I want you to be encouraged that God uses you every day, every night. You are an influence. You are a great influence upon your children's lives. Amen. I wonder, can we gather around this altar right now? Would you try to find your mother and just put your arm around her and tell her how much you love her and pray that God would bless her? Would you look around, perhaps, if your mother's not here, and find another mother that you could just pray, God bless them, encourage them, strengthen them today. Lord, we thank you for your touch. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power that's moved here throughout this service today. Lord, we pray for our mothers right now. We pray that you would let there be a special blessing upon their lives. We pray that you would encourage them, strengthen them, help them here today. God, I pray for these mothers that their children are not in service with us. Even mothers, perhaps, that their children have passed away. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage them. Strengthen them. Bless them, Lord. I pray, God, that you would be at peace to their life today. Oh, God, we praise you and we worship you. We thank you for your love. I pray, Lord, that your love would flow through each and every life here today, Lord, that your spirit would guide, that your spirit would touch, and that you would heal, that you would bless, God, that you would encourage right now. I pray that you would give those strength today, Lord, that maybe their strength is all about gone, but, Lord, I pray that you would be their strength, that you would lift them up, Lord, that you would bless them on this Mother's Day. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in these lives. We thank you, Lord, for how you're moving and how you're blessing today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're a mother here, why don't you pray a prayer of blessing upon those children right now? Pray that God would bless them. Pray that God would use them. Pray that God would guide them all of their days and keep them in church. Keep them living for Him. Come on, pray a prayer of blessing like nobody else, like a mother can do. In Jesus' name.